This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Maybe with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
It is time for not the final edition of Donnie Football's Game Balls. Thank you, Tyler Loop. And we will not give him, I don't think, a game ball for missing the kick and sending the Steelers to the playoffs, or maybe Donnie will. By the way, listen to Donnie on Fridays with Starkey for another Football Friday. Listen to Starkey on Wednesday to hear about his card of the week from the Baseball Card Castle and Cranberry Contest, run every Wednesday through Friday at noon. 93.7thefan.com contesting page. All right, Donnie, I went three Steelers here. I know it was 26-24. I know it was a close game, but I thought that three Steelers deserved to get game balls for this incredible victory. Did you agree with me?
Yeah, I also have three Steelers in there. The only Raven got an also receiving votes.
Would it have been Jackson or Flowers for you?
I gave Flowers one of them.
Jackson had a weird game because, like,
he really wasn't good in the first half.
But then
he turned it on.
Yeah, he was insane.
I mean, he and Rodgers both really turned it on.
It was just
a
classic, like, duel of, what, six MVPs between the two of them, and they were both just making baller plays left and right.
I think I would have given Derrick Henry a game ball if the Ravens had won. I'm not
for
saying
what,
game
going
ball
into halftime
one.
And telling like John Harbaugh, you know what? Stop giving me the ball.
He also had, it was a classic, let's stop giving Derrick Henry the ball. But I will credit the Steelers defense a ton. They held
him
12 yards in the second half?
Yep. The times that
14.
He got it, he did nothing with
when
it.
When they had designed runs in the fourth quarter called, they got four carries to the Ravens for 5 yards.
All right, Donnie. Game ball number three.
Alex Highsmith, number three.
Interesting.
Sack, couple of tackles for loss. He could have finished up Lamar Jackson on one of those touchdowns.
Oh, God,
I still really don't know what happened there.
I have a theory
on
it.
I think Highsmith has been playing at an extremely high level, and he was on it again last night.
He played big boy ball for sure. Oh, sorry, Pope.
Here he is talking about his reaction to Loop missing the field goal.
I mean, I'm just sitting there, Zessi. I was in an angle where I couldn't really see the kick, but I saw it kick, and I saw the fans going crazy. And it was like, we just started jumping up, hugging everybody, so it's a good feeling. But, this is just a step. We got bigger goals, and, we're going to get to those.
Donnie, did you have a great view of it?
You're in the end zones, right?
Yeah, but even there, like, it going right, I guess, and not left, like, it's really tough unless you're right behind.
Does it blend in with the crowd, the color of the ball, so it's a little...
So what was your fan reaction, or did you see the refs wave no good?
Mine was more the fan reaction, because, like, the moment you saw it to start go right, like, the fans that
were
right there...
That had to be an absolute roar going up.
Going bonkers.
Game ball number two.
I gave it to Aaron Rodgers.
Ooh.
Number two. I was a little bit worried about where we were 30 minutes in. He made the comment last week about I've never really had two stinkers in a row. And I thought, well, he's about 30 minutes away from doing it. And he's about 30 minutes away from doing it when the division's on the line. But the man ramped it up. He and Jackson turned it into a shootout down the stretch.
Here's Tomlin on Rodgers' performance.
You know, I've admired him from afar for a long time. It's good to do it with him. But again, as I've said multiple times here in recent weeks, this was the vision in the spring when we pursued him. That's why you do business with a 41, 42-year-old guy. Been there, done that guy with a resume like his. He's not only capable, man, he thrives in it. And I think he put that on display tonight.
All right, I had Rodgers number one. You had him number two. I'm guessing we just flipped one and two because your number one game ball for the Steelers, 26-24 win over the Ravens, goes to
Cam Hayward.
Yep. Yeah.
I mean, Cam was awesome, man. I mean, I was very worried on that very first long Henry run, too.
So was I.
Because you see a big guy go down and you see somebody kind of cut at his legs. And I'm thinking, man, if they lose him for this one, it's not going to be good. I mean, Henry just took it 65 yards on the first play. What's the rest of this game going to look like? He comes back in. They made some like funny comparison to him, like to a frog on the broadcast.
And they played Crash Bandicoot music, Malzy.
remember that game? With that one.
That's a PlayStation
game. I was never a Crash Bandicoot guy. Earthworm Jim, maybe.
But, I mean, the guy is 36 years old, and I know that people have
awesome
been
game.
Really, really resilient to give him any sort of credit because he caused a stir about money, and we know that that throws up red flags over everybody in the fan base when that happens, when a player complains about money. I mean,
he's balled out.
The
this
guy
year.
Is playing at an incredibly high level at 36 years old.
And I thought wrongly his brother caught crap for that, too.
He's proven to be a pretty useful player.
Exactly. He has a niche with this team now, and he has done it for the most part well, including scoring a
the
touchdown.
The true
in this
brotherly
game
shove.
It.
Was that had to be Cam's first offensive snaps of his career.
Yes, I think so. I can't think of another time. They've never used him as like a fullback type.
No. He's on the field goal team.
Here was Hayward's message to the team after the this is what he said before the game about the game.
We waited for this opportunity for a year to be back in this situation. We're out of excuses. If we're going to win this game, it's about trying to stop that high-powered offense over there. We got to be the reason why we win. We don't have to look anywhere else. Hopefully, we've lost our last game.
I enjoyed because Henry's such a fear factor guy. You got to kind of remember that, like, when they're showing Derrick Henry highlights of him stiff-arming people, it's usually corners, maybe safeties, the undersized linebacker. They ran him right up the middle on one play, and Hayward was just standing there and just pummeled him into the dirt. Like, just absolutely crushed him. Not as hard as the Spillane hit, but it was like, you remember that, oh, Henry's a big dude because he's 6'2", 255, and he can sprint. Mm-hmm. Cam Hayward's 6'5", 300, and full of, like, angry dad rage. By the way, I do have a theory on the Highsmith. The Jackson touchdown. You watch the replay. I think it's one of their guards is getting back to try to cut Highsmith off from the end zone angle. And Highsmith like slows up a little bit because I think he sees that guard, even though he probably could have still gotten there. Benton, instead of just running straight at Jackson, I think tried to take like a weird angle to fence him in, and it gave him the literal space of his own body.
I still don't understand how you set up a play where schematically it's Patrick Queen who's on Zay Flowers. Even though he should have been sacked.
From the franchise that brought you, what, Mark Barron versus Keenan Allen or whoever it was?
John
I mean,
Bostic.
Spillane used to do that all the time,
you.
Too.
Yep.
I know.
Your game balls for that dramatic Steelers win. Alex Highsmith, 3. Aaron Rodgers, 2. Cam Hayward, 1. Donnie Football's balls.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.